Austin, you're going to have to hold this bundle of wires all night. Stay close to Cliff and I, and make sure we don't trip.
All right.
I still don't think this is such a hot idea. Recording a show as we go door-to-door Christmas caroling.
Nonsense, Bud. It was an excellent idea for an episode that Kendall suggests. So I'm happy to give him all the credit.
Me? Mr. Snodbottom, you had the idea for this door-to-door caroling episode last week. Remember it was on a Thursday and you had your mid-morning bowel pudding?
My mind must have been clouded with bowel medication. I'm happy to report they're functioning beautifully now, boys. Unless, of course, I'm frightened, angry, overstimulated, undernourished, jet-lagged, or romantically inclined, if you understand my meaning there, boys.
Oh, God.
Guys.
Oh, look where Austin's pointing. It's Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turn, and she's rushing this way.
Good. We can finally get this show on the road. Literally.
Hello, dears. Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Dear, is everything okay with our beloved toddler, Funky?
Thank my herald singing angels, everything's fine. She and Crockpot were watching a holiday program on television and heard a noise upstairs. I insisted she go and check it out while I was on the line. And to make a lengthy story brief, the noise was only our precocious feline, Mr. Marbles. He jumped onto Crockpot's face, and now everything is A-OK.
Oh, dear. Was Mr. Marbles wedged in the Yahtzee closet again?
Yes. And I don't know how many times I've told Charles the Contractor to fix the latch, so that won't happen.
I'll put that on his to-do list for the new year, girl. Austin, please remind me to put fixing the Yahtzee closet door latch on Charles the Contractor's New Year's to-do list.
Okay.
He probably hasn't finished last year's to-do list. Or any list ever. Dear, you must remember he's a coma survivor.
Also, it's Christmas Eve and some of us want to get to Kendall's house to watch Home Alone. So let's start this show, you filthy animals.
Good point. Where do we go first?
Why don't we begin with that row of houses over there?
No, let's start with that yellow house with the inflatable Christ child. Such a beautiful way to remember our Savior's birth.
Wonderful suggestion, dear.
Is Crackpot always that nervous about sounds in your house? If Mr. Snodbottom is home, she of course attributes any unusual sounds to him. I think she's a little nervous now with the news of that serial killer that's been in town this week.
Oh, don't mention it, dear. Pardon my bowels, but I believe these shocking crimes have us all shocked.
What news? What shocking crimes?
Cliff, you haven't heard about the Busheltown beater?
If Madonna hasn't Instagrammed it and it was never an old Golden Girls episode, then I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
The Busheltown beater has beaten 8 people to death in the last 4 days.
So that's why we didn't mention it on last week's show.
Right! Plus, we were too busy being rejected by everybody who invited the Christmas party.
Why did everyone from Rye 99's Dolores to Channel 81's Felicia Swan feel they had to feed us a lie about why they skipped our party? Why didn't they just say they wanted to go see that stupid new Star Wars movie? All those dumb idiot moron friends of ours who I hate.
And another party ruined, just like my birthday.
Would you get over your birthday? Why can't you feel sorry for me and my lost love? You know I thought that in Grizzly Tom I'd finally met a drifter I could settle down with. And now he and his cotton candy baler are just sad memories too fine and wispy for any baler to bail.
Buzz, who wants to knock on the door? Remember, it's a jolly Christmas caroling type episode.
Then shouldn't we be singing?
All right, you don't have to ask me twice. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to
Austin Bowen, have you started the portable recoding device?
Yes.
Okay, I'll ring the doorbell.
Behold him, born the King of Angels.
Can you see anyone moving through those windows?
No.
Let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ, what's taking so long? Isn't anybody home?
They must be. All their holiday lights are lit, and this breathtaking inflatable baby Jesus is surely the mark of someone who would be home on Christmas Eve and ready to participate in a lighthearted radio show.
/ filler program on KBSH.
Right. 99.
Austin, turn down the volume on that portable soundboard and wait until I give you one of those silent hand gestures we had worked out before you go pressing buttons.
All right.
Are we just going to stand here until...
My exploding Yule logs!
What was that? Oh, woo.
Where's Kendall?
I'm on the ground. As my Creole grandmother taught my mother and my mother taught me, always hit the ground when there's gunfire.
Kendall Bauer, that couldn't have been a gunshot, surely.
Oh, it sure as shit was, and there's another one.
Hit the deck, everybody.
I have two questions for you, trespassers on the lawn. How many body bags did I tell the police to bring, and who the hell are you?
We're Cliff and Kendall.
Who the hell is that?
We host a show that airs on Sunday mornings.
Host a show?
Cliff and Kendall, coast to coast.
Now who would play something that sounds as tiresome as that?
Roy. 99.
Austin!
Now are you gonna get off my lawn or should I put my contacts in before I reload?
We're leaving right now! Hurry up, dears, let's run next door!
Another excellent suggestion, my love. I believe my bowels are becoming alarmed.
Is everybody okay?
I think so, but I can't keep running from house to house like that. I had too much eggnog with lunch. I'll just have to let the next person that attacks us kill me.
Oh dear, don't talk like that on Christmas Eve. That brush with death simply reminded me how much I have to live for. My incredible daughter, Fonky, and my wonderful husband, Mr. Snodbottom.
Here, here, girl.
I just thank God I have my beautiful wife, Susan, to live for. Which reminds me, I should text her Merry Christmas later. Hopefully her cell reception is better in Killarney than it was in Kokomo.
Don't act like I don't have anything to live for. I'm living for love, despite my recent and perpetual romantic disasters, and there's still the Oscar that I have to watch Jake Gyllenhaal accept.
I'm glad we all have so many blessings to count. Austin, do you have a lot of things you're grateful for tonight?
Yes.
No time for that now, Buzz. I highly doubt a person or persons inside this home will attempt to murder us all. I'll just ring the bell.
Uh-oh, there's a crowd of people on my front porch. I hope you ain't the Busheltown beater. I kinda thought he was only one lone loony, but the papers might have intentionally left out the fact that the beater's really two fat guys, an elderly couple, and some other and carrying a big load of sound equipment.
No, no, no. Merry Christmas Eve, we're Cliff and Kendall from Rye 99, and these are our friends slash co-workers.
Rye 99? Do you know Foggy Tornado? Oh, I love that guy. He always sounds so cool when he's on there telling the weather future.
No, I don't think we've ever met him. We know Dolores, though.
Oh, my wife and daughters and gay son love her. I'd call them down to meet you, except they is all out getting their roots done at the 24-hour Jewish beauty salon in East Busheltown.
That's okay. We're going door-to-door and recording an episode of our show. Would you like to play a game with us on the air?
You mean this is on the radio? Am I live? Is there anything in my teeth?
Oh, our show isn't live. We record it, and then a CD-ROM our producer bought at Big Lots 8 years ago edits it.
Oh, that makes sense.
So we should play a fun Christmas game. Austin, did you remember to bring the Christmas things you should know?
No.
Did you remember the Christmas songs you should know?
No.
The Christmas don't quote me's?
No.
The Christmas are you talking to me's?
No.
The Christmas fill in the blanks?
No.
The Christmas stupid questions?
No.
The Christmas would you rather's?
No.
The Christmas what would I do's?
No.
The Christmas is the price rights?
No.
The Christmas, how long would you wait?
No.
Well, why the hell not?
Charles the Contractor.
Say no more. Now that we've covered that, sir, do you have any funny Christmas stories you'd like to share with our listening audience?
Well, let me see. Oh, I know. Well, this very afternoon, my family and I were sitting down to have a snack and watch the Christmas episode of Flappy and Friends. My daughters and gay son sure do love that old mule Flappy, and I love them. But I digress. We were sitting down to snack, and I looked around, and I noticed mine was gone. Well, to make a lengthy story brief, I done sat on my moon pie. I squashed it good beneath my buttocks. And I was like, well, darn! There was squished moon pie all over my pleated wrinkle-free dockers.
That is a funny Christmas story. And I found the part about your family especially heartwarming.
That was great. I'm sure the CD-ROM won't cut that out.
Well, thank you. I was just speaking from the heart.
All right, sir. Thank you.
You are all welcome. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Well, that was a successful interaction.
Oh, yes, it was lovely, dears. We shouldn't waste any time, though. It's been eating at me in the back of my mind, but I think I heard a slight sniffle in Funky's nose when I was on the phone with Crockpot earlier. I want to get home as soon as possible, just in case. And of course, we don't want to be on the street if the Busheltown beater should strike again.
No problem. I'm sure in 20 or 30 more houses, we'll have enough footage for one episode, thanks to Austin's for getting all our Christmas-sized versions of all of our fan-favorite game segments.
Cliff, it's the season of forgiveness and love and all that.
Whatever, Mother Teresa, you're the one who stole gifts from the Toys for Toddlers barrel at the Food and More.
It was one gift, and it was a play school rectal thermometer for Charles the Contractor.
I'm not spending money on someone who spilled boiling hog fat on my signed Billy Crystal 8x10s, even if I did draw his name for the Secret Santa. Come along, dears. Let's allow bygones to be bygones for now, and I'll address our myriad etiquette needs after the holiday. The next house is decorated exquisitely. I love the holly on the front door.
Merry Christmas Eve. Are you all a caroling?
That's right. We're supposed to be caroling. Here we are a caroling among the leaves so green. Here we come wandering so fair to be seen.
Let me stop you right there. Is this a door-to-door Michael Bublé concert?
No.
Are you Josh Groban?
No, he's not.
Stanley Groban, Josh Groban's cousin?
No, but those are all great guesses, and I would have also accepted the ghost of Frank Sinatra. But I'm just Cliff, and this is Kendall. We're Rye 99 radio hosts.
Did you say Clinton Kenneth?
No, they're dead, to begin with.
Dead? I used to love their Shock Your Mind podcast. Then one day it was just never updated again. Tragic.
Well, they've been dead for years. But we're here and wondering, what are we supposed to do since Austin forgot all the segments?
Guys.
Hey, Kendall, did you bring the Christmas What Is It with Kendalls?
Wait! Yes, they're here in my pocket next to my emergency honey bun.
Great then. Sir, would you like to play this holiday game with us? It's like clues in search of an answer.
Okay, I guess. My mistress won't be here for another 15 minutes or so.
All right. First clue is, he is the head of a large operation.
Iron Blopsmush, the dead founder of Blopsmush Food and More.
No.
Okay, clue number two. He only leaves home once a year.
Oh, shoot, what's his name? Leonardo DiCaprio done played him in that movie. He saved jars of his own pee-pee. J. Edgar Hoover.
Nope. He has a big round stomach that shakes like a bowl full of jelly.
Is it one of you two fellas?
No. He delivers toys all around the world to good girls and boys on Christmas Eve.
An Amazon drone.
Last one. He's known to say, ho, ho, ho.
Oh, I got it now. Santa Claus.
Right. Finally.
Okay, what's my prize?
For you, we have this CD of our greatest parody hits. Everything from Born This Fat to Won't Stop Podcasting to Happy Birthday, Kendall, which is sung to the tune of Like a Virgin.
Oh, well, this ain't exactly Ellen's 12 Days of Giveaways now, is it?
No. And that's all the time we have for Christmas What Is It with Cliff and Kendall. With Kendall, sorry.
You know, I ask myself that question every Christmas. What is it with you, Kendall?
Okay, thanks for playing.
Merry Christmas. I do have to be running, though. I want a Febreze shirt before Tiffany gets here.
Whew, okay, how many more houses do we have to go?
As many as it takes, bye. Our devoted listeners deserve nothing less than the best for Christmas Eve.
Oh, dear Mr. Snodbottom, I agree with you in theory, but I'm just too concerned for Funky's well-being. I think we should call it an evening and go home to check on our sweet little girl.
You heard Mrs. Butter 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 Churnbuzz. That's it for us. You'll have to do the rest of the show by yourselves.
Well, at least we still have Austin to carry everything.
Oh, I'm afraid not, dears. I do think we'll need Austin to drive us back home from the studio. Due to all those circumstances we discussed earlier this afternoon before we began our journey around Busheltown this evening.
Oh, right. I forgot about those circumstances. Austin, just give all the sound equipment to Kendall.
Me? If I'm carrying all this stuff, what are you going to carry?
The talent! Everybody knows I'm the talented one.
Boys, I'm afraid Christmas Eve isn't the time for all this bickering. Please set aside those petty arguments and continue like the professionals you are.
Yes, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn.
Very well. Now, Austin, hand all the heavy equipment to Kendall.
All right.
We must be going. My maternal instinct is telling me to hurry.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow night at the big Christmas benefit show. Why didn't they want us to host again?
I know your names were on the list, dear, but the committee was all set on getting the legendary comedian Squeaky Fromage. You see, his rates have really gone down since he made all those controversial jokes about tall people.
Oh well, there's always next year's Christmas benefit show.
Precisely. Toodaloo, dears.
Toodaloo. Toodaloo.
So, if you're the talented one, what am I?
You're the beloved other one.
I think I'm the magical one, since I'm good at magic tricks. That's not funny, I am good at magic.
No, you're not. But that's not what I was laughing at. I was just thinking about what Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn's reaction would be if she sat on a moon pie. She'd be all, oh, what did Papa Etiquette to have dessert all over my derriere? Someone fix me a derriere to cover it up.
And if Mr. Snotbottom sat on a moon pie, he'd be all like, oh, boys, I seem to have had a very sugary bowel attack, and it's seeped all the way to my outside of my trousers.
They're really Busheltown treasures, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you think we should try this next house? All the lights are out.
It's also got lots of broken windows and a condemned sign on the door.
Good point. Let's skip it. This looks like some place cult members would try and summon Hillbilly Willie on a late October night.
Yeah, but nothing like that would happen on Christmas Eve. Not again, after it happened on Christmas Eve last year. So I think we should knock.
Huh?
What if something really gritty and realistic happens, like on all those NPR podcasts you hate because they're so popular?
Okay. We can knock, but only because an old rundown house like this has gotta be empty. See? Nothing. This place looks like the set of a scary movie.
It looks like somewhere a fugitive would hole up and hide from Sheriff Frogblast and his deputies. That's funny?
No, sorry, that's frightening. But I just thought of how Dr. Blathers would react if he sat on a moon pie. He'd be like, ugh, wasn't this supposed to go in my mouth? How did I mess this one up?
Who was that screaming on my doorstep?
It's us. We're Cliff and Kendall. We're radio hosts, and we thought this house was empty.
Then why'd you go a knocking? We're recording a show with all this equipment I'm carrying, and wondered if you'd like to participate in a segment.
And if you want to hear some carols, how about this one? Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys.
I have to stop you there. Even though I do love songs about bombs. But my pet bird is sleeping.
Oh, sorry. Should I sing a lullaby to ease it back to dreamland?
No. Well, we'll just be going then. Merry Christmas Eve.
Wait a second, you two. Why don't you come inside for a festive glass of nog? If nobody starts singing, we should be okay.
All right.
Right this way.
Maybe we could talk about our favorite Christmas TV episodes. I love when Roseanne played Santa on Roseanne.
Oh, I loved when Thelma Harper played Santa on Mama's Family.
I loved when Lucy and Ricky and Fred and Ethel played Santa on I Love Lucy.
Oh yeah, then the real Santa appeared. I loved that one too.
It was classic.
Yeah.
Anybody for Nog?
Make mine a double.
I'll be right back. The house is even creepier from the inside. Why is there mold on all the walls, and where is all the furniture?
I don't know, but the more I look around, the more this whole house looks like a crime scene from Dexter, but not one of his all wrapped up in plastic, you know, one that he would have investigated, but with a secret motive as he worked for Miami PD by day. Do you remember that show, Dexter? The serial killer who killed killers?
Of course I do,
Did somebody say serial killer?
Well, what are you doing with that big piece of blood-stained wood?
Does it have anything to do with the eggnog you were just gonna get?
Not really, except I'm about to start egging your noggins with this here 2x4.
No, we're radio hosts. We just want to make people laugh with all the stupid things we say.
That and spread the gospel of Madonna and express ourselves and keep living for love. And if that isn't in vogue, then I guess I'm breathless like a virgin, but we want to live to tell and die another day.
I don't know what the hell you just said, but it made me want to beat you to death first.
No, I'll run.
Oh my God, you killed Cliff. I think some of the fat from his double chin splattered on my face.
Don't worry, it won't be there for long.
Don't you understand I'm OCD and Cliff was my bro?
Oh, killing fat people is so much easier than them skinny ones, with their bones flying everywhere. The fat sows in this town are so covered in blubber it's like having a silencer on my trusty 2x4. Now, to flee the scene.
Oh no! This doesn't look right at all! Elfie, this is Big Red. Over.
Big Red, this is Elfie. I'm in the sleigh. All's clear. Over.
Looks like we have a situation down here. Better hop on down. Over.
Copy that. Be there faster than you can say, God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ the Savior was born to you this day. Over.
Uh-oh, Sienna. Something's terribly wrong here.
I know. We've got to fire Nevin the Navigator. This is his second mistake tonight. This place doesn't have a tree, kids, or any sign of Christmas at all. Why, there isn't even one stocking hung by the chimney with care.
I'll find Nevin something else, Santa. I was just doing my wife, Elfira, a favor. Nevin is her cousin. It's my fault.
Wait a minute, Elfie. Look over there.
Oh, my baby Jesus in the manger. Two dead bodies.
Yes, we better call the authorities before I lay a finger aside my nose and shoot us both back up the chimney.
Looks like two fat men brutally beaten to death. Oh, what a Christmas tragedy.
Hold on a moment, Elfie. Those two fat men? Could it be? Let me get a closer look. Why, this is terrible.
What is it, Santa?
Elfie, these fat men were Cliff and Kendall. The ones I was telling you about that day you wore the blue sweater.
The ones who host the last hour of the Today Show?
No, that was Kathy Lee and Hoda. This is Cliff and Kendall, the two fat men I had chosen to be co-Santas when I retired.
Oh, Santa, it cannot be!
I'm afraid so. These two fat men had such Christmas spirit all throughout the year. They would have made excellent co-Santas, and definitely would have fit into my wardrobe. What a tragic loss.
I am terribly sorry, Santa. I know how you were looking forward to retiring in 40 or 50 years.
Yes, and I'm not so sure I still can.
Why, what do you mean? It took you years to find these replacements.
And I think I'll use this year's Christmas miracle to bring them back.
But Santa, you were going to bring peace to the Middle East.
Oh, I know. But sometimes things come up and force us to change our plans. Don't you remember that PowerPoint Mrs. Claus showed us in April?
How could I forget? All right, Santa. I'm sure you know what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Elfie, hand me my Christmas miracle, which looks like a glowing, floating orb that you can hold in your hand. It's about the size of a grapefruit and it hums.
Is it in your magic bottomless Christmas bag?
Yes, it's beside those extra AA batteries and my emergency honey bun.
Okay, Santa. Here it is.
I hereby use this year's Christmas miracle to restore life to these two future co-Santa Clauses.
It's working! The shattered fragments of their skulls are reforming!
Look! Their faces are growing again!
I don't know, Santa. They still look awfully swollen.
No, those are just their faces.
Oh, in that case, they look as good as new.
Cliff? Susan? Eggnog? What's happening?
Kendall? Jake Gyllenhaal calendar? Fruitcake? Where are we?
Oh, you're in a condemned house in Busheltown. And by the looks of the sound equipment on the floor, you must have been recording an episode of that delightful internet talk show of yours.
Internet talk show / filler program for radio station KBSH.
Right. 99.
Sorry, I must have hit the soundboard with my big fat butt. Am I having a holiday hallucination, or are you Santa Claus?
This is no hallucination. My highest ranking elf and I are here. Because we found you lying on the floor dead a few minutes ago. And we just revived you using this year's Christmas miracle.
Wow!
I feel like Celine Dion, because it's all coming back to me now. We were doing a show door to door.
And the Busheltown beater beat me to death.
And then me!
But Santa saved you. He brought you back because he's got a special plan for you.
A special plan?
For us?
Yes. I can't be Santa forever, you see. In 40 or 50 years, I'll retire.
Just like in Ernest Saves Christmas.
Yes, exactly like that. That film was actually based on a true story, you know.
What?
That's right. Anyway, I've chosen you boys to replace me when I retire. By that time, the world's population will be so insanely large that we'll have to have two Santas. And I think you big old boys will be the perfect replacements.
Oh my God. Kendall, do you know what that means? We'll finally have clothes that fit.
And red velvet hats to cover our baldness.
I'm so happy, I think I'm gonna cry.
Hold on a minute, boys. I can't actually let you be aware that you'll be the next Kris Kringles. I'll come back and remind you in 4 or 5 decades.
Huh?
But you just told us.
That's why I'm going to be forced to spray you with this.
Is that Axe body spray?
Oh, no. It's just an old Axe body spray container filled with forgetfulness formula 408.
We're very big on recycling at the North Pole.
Then we'll fit right in. I love the idea of recycling and have always meant to actually do it.
Now, Mr. Elf, when you say spray...
I mean like this.
That smells so good. Like baking gingerbread.
And like that pine candle I bought from the Food & More.
But I don't know if it's making me for...
Santa, should I have mentioned that this forgetfulness formula 408 would remove their memories of us and knock them out for 10 or 11 hours?
Oh, no. They would have forgotten it anyway. And now that my future replacements are okay, we better get a move on.
Copy that, Santa. Up the chimney we go.
My chestnuts roasting on an open fire. They're coming around.
Buzz, speak to us.
What's going on?
Where are we?
You're in the coma ward of Busheltown General Hospital. After we left you last night, I realized I had forgotten one of the ingredients in the Creole Bordelaise sauce I was making today, and which Kendall loves so much. So I sent Austin back to ask you about it.
Oh my, and he found you Buzz lying lifeless in a condemned home.
You were probably forgetting the saffron. Wait, condemned house? I feel like Celine Dion because it's all coming back to me now. We're recording a show door to door.
That's right. Kenda wanted to go up to the condemned house even though I thought it was full of boogie spookies.
But what are we doing here in the coma ward?
How long have we been out? Did I miss Jake Gyllenhaal accepting his Oscar? Oh God, Donald Trump's not the president, is he?
No, dear, and thank heaven for that. You've only been in coma since last night. It's Christmas Day!
So it must be some sort of a Christmas miracle that you've both survived. And we couldn't be happier, Buzz.
Wow, this has been a crazy Christmas.
You can say that again.
This has been a crazy Christmas. A mysterious coma and whatever else happened?
Yes, Candle Boy. And I'm so elated at your Buzz recovery. I admit I'm feeling a bit overstimulated.
Oh, dear. There's just one thing I want to say to you all.
Wait. There's just one thing I want to say to you all.
Stop! I want to be the one to say it.
Buzz, I don't know what you're talking about, but I want to tell every one of you to have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
From now on, our troubles will be out. Upside.
Oh, yes, I agree with you there, dear.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore.
Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more.
Through the years, we all will be together.
If the fates allow.
A shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry.